Welcome, friends and music lovers, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show reviewing some of the great jazz artists that have been playing in the San Diego area. We're going to begin with Leonard Patton, a fine vocalist. He put out an album called A Beautiful Day in 2015. It also features Antonio Sanchez on drums, Aaron Parks on piano, Ben Williams on bass. And we're going to hear the title track from that album, Beautiful Day, followed by Curtis Taylor. Both of them appeared at a great jazz club here in the El Cajon district of San Diego. Let's listen to Leonard Patton.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to ram in this town. You're out of love, and the reason that you had to care, traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day, sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. No destination, you're in the mud. In the maze of her imagination, you love this town. Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get. Thank you. see China right in front of you. See the canyons broken by cloud. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the Bedouin fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came.
trumpeter Curtis Taylor from his album Snapshot, 2019 release. We heard the John Coltrane classic Naima, and that quartet features Curtis Taylor on trumpet, Hugo Suarez on piano, Ben Shepherd on bass, and Gene Coy on drums, a West Coast band. And before that, we heard from Leonard Patton from his album A Beautiful Day. We heard the title track from that one. And Leonard Patton, not only a fine vocalist, but owns the club that we saw both those two jazz artists play in last week. The club is called The Jazz Lounge, and I think it's the closest thing we have here to a New York City jazz club vibe. So if you're out in this area here in Southern California, you definitely need to check that out and support Leonard Patton. You can find out more about the Jazz Lounge on the internet by going to thejazzlounge.live. Next up, we're going to hear from Charles McPherson, the great alto saxophone player. He now resides here in San Diego, and we're going to hear from an album that he released back in 2015 called Love Walked In, and we're going to hear his take on another great standard, a ballad, Nature Boy. Here's Charles McPherson Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Joel Fram, a fine tenor saxophone player who will be appearing here in the San Diego area at the La Jolla Athenaeum Music and Arts Library this week. I'm looking forward to that. Someone who has their roots in the Hartford area, where I originally came from before moving out here to San Diego. And that's from an album entitled Joel Fram Quartet Live at Smalls. Joel Fram on tenor sax, as I mentioned. Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar. Otis Brown III on drums. And Joe Martin on bass. And we started out that set with Charles McPherson's quartet from Loved Walked In. We heard Nature Boy. Let's continue on with two young jazz artists. One from Hartford and one from San Diego. Matt Dwanzik is one of the most in-demand players in the Connecticut and New York City jazz scene. He has released his second album, and it's a fine one. It's entitled A Year and a Day. And we're going to hear Passage, and that'll be followed by a young trombonist from here in San Diego named Matt Hall with an all-San Diego band. His album is I Hope to My Never, and we're going to hear No Going Back. But let's start things off with Matt Dwanzik, Passage.
Thank you.
two Matts in that last set, Matt Hall and Matt Dwanzik, a pair of fine young jazz artists. The last one you heard, Matt Hall from the San Diego area. His album is I Hope to My Never. It's his debut album. We heard No Going Back, and that group is Matt Hall on trombone, Charlie Arbelez on alto saxophone, Louis Valenzuela on guitar, Jason Shatil on piano, Mackenzie Layton on bass, and Kevin Connor on drums. And before that, we heard from Matt Dwanzik, great bass player. His album, his second release, A Year and a Day. That one features Matt Dwanzik on bass, Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on Fender Rhodes piano, Chris Allen on saxophone, and Andrew Renfro on guitar. And we are near the end of this week's episode of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to finish up with Mike Wolford and Holly Hoffman, two more fine San Diego players, Mike Wolford on piano and Holly Hoffman on flute. And this one also features Terrell Stafford on trumpet. The album, Turn Signal, we're going to hear Soul Street. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another episode of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution via PayPal. If you prefer Venmo, my handle is @DigginJazz, DigginJazz, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.